What's going on, everybody? I am Trey from All Sports Best, and I've got a couple of special guests on today, and I'm really excited to introduce them as they have been helping All Sports Best more than a lot of people have. I mean, I can't say enough to what they've been able to do for us, but it is Travis Cisneros and Shane Brady of MGA Sports Agency. Guys, how are you doing today?
Doing well, Trey. Thanks for having us on. We're excited to be here.
Yeah, appreciate it, Trey.
Absolutely. Well, I'm going to start off today's interview with a little bit of about you guys, I guess. Questions on how you guys kind of got to where you are now and things like that. But first off, where are you guys both from?
So I'm from Portland, Oregon. Actually, Oregon City to be exact. Born and raised, been here about 27 years now.
Wow.
Yeah, Portland, Oregon here as well. Born and raised, been living, I guess to be exact, Selwood, in Portland, so Southeast Portland neighborhood. So that's where I'm from. So getting ready for the Blazer game tonight as well, too, against the Pelicans.
Ooh, okay. Are you going to attend?
No. Getting ready to watch it. Not going to attend, but did have some tickets this year to the game, but that was good.
Oh, awesome.
So getting ready for that later.
Absolutely. I'll have to ask you more about that soon. But did you guys play a lot of sports in high school to kind of help you get, I guess, used to sports in general?
Yeah, I played football in high school. I played basketball for one season. Realized I don't like running in the court when it gets way too hot. I'd rather go outside, and I like a contact sport. I played defense on football, and you know, my defensive ability translated in basketball, but so did my offensive ability, unfortunately. And let's just say it wasn't very pretty when I had the ball in my hands. So I stuck with football.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Shane?
Yeah. As far as my experience playing sports in high school, I mean, I played football, wasn't very good. Tried to play quarterback, but you know, threw more interceptions than touchdowns, and you know, didn't really have great awareness out there. But I was I played a lot of baseball, you know, especially through the youth level and into high school, and that was always a passion of mine. It's, you know, playing baseball, and you know, and unfortunately ended at the end of high school my baseball career, but you know, kind of transitioned over, and I, you know, from that moment on knew I wanted to be a part of sports.
Guys, you're giving me such a fresh look on high school sports, because usually the guys you send me to interview, I ask them about high school and they're killing it. You guys are like, hey, not so good. But it's
yeah,
a fresh look.
No, the phone wasn't ringing for a scholarship offer. Let's say that, you know.
You haven't seen me in person, but I'm roughly 5'6". At that time, I was about a 175 playing linebacker, so there was no hope for me going to the next level.
Yeah, not much of a market.
Okay, yeah, right?
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I was 5'9", 160 at the time, and yeah, I wasn't very fast either, so, you know.
So
pretty much all I do now is just play golf. That'll tie me over.
Okay, so as sports agents, you might not have you guys probably wouldn't have signed yourselves.
Can't say that would have been a good
absolutely
business.
Absolutely not.
Not a great move.
Okay, so can you guys tell me how, you know, playing sports in high school, how getting accumulated to everything that entails helped you to become, or helped to make your decision to become a sports agent?
You know, that's a great question. So, you know, I would really say kind of the love of the game. For me, you know, playing football, I always enjoyed playing it. My dad had coached me since I was in probably second grade through a variety of different sports. And, you know, I just really developed a passion for being around sports and, you know, everything that kind of translated and that you could learn from sports that really mirrors life in general. And, you know, after finishing playing, I decided to coach for a couple of years. A high school level, and you know, I think that's when it really kicked off for me, is, you know, seeing the other side of the game, you know, as a coach and being able to teach young kids really how football works. And you know, there's a lot of transitions and similarities where, you know, football and life are very similar, really sports and life, and you know, being on the other side really kind of paints a whole new picture that you don't really see just playing the game. And I felt like you know, agency is a whole other aspect of that. It's obviously at a higher level, but you know, you see kind of that third side of the world, player, coach, and then kind of the business of the sports world. So I'd say it's really been transferable, and you know, it's a way to stay around the game that you love and you know, be a part of it.
Sure. And Shane, what about you?
Yeah, so you know, playing sports at that level, I mean, obviously it was always a passion. You know, when you're younger, you know, you want to be a player, but you know, you get to a point, you know, most athletes do, where it's like, all right, time to take the next step, you know, turn the page on the next chapter. And one thing that I was always sure about is that I wanted to work in sports. You know, and I, you know, wanted to create my, you know, my own path into it. And you know, I kept that passion I've always had for whether it was playing football, playing baseball, in high school. I just wanted to keep that passion going into a career in sports.
For sure. Absolutely. So with that question and you guys answering those, did you guys go into sports agency as soon as you went to college? Did it take kind of a process to come upon that? How did that work?
Shane, I'll let you run with this one, man.
Yeah. So as far as sports agency, you know, sports, not a lot of people, you know, some do, but yeah, not a lot of people think about becoming sports agents. At the time that, you know, we did, I was fortunate enough to, have an internship with Sports Management Worldwide, here in Portland, Oregon. I worked under an agent named Lynn Lashbrook. He'd represent over 100 clients in his time as an agent. He's still an agent to this day. Represents one of his clients is Matt Moore, the Dolphins.
Worked
with Brian Dawkins, brought Brian Dawkins coming out of Clemson years ago. So I got lucky and got that internship, at Sports Management Worldwide. And, you know, I just fell in love with the business right away. And, you know, Travis and I have been friends since high school. And, I knew he had the kind of an entrepreneurial spirit in a sense. And, I knew he'd be passionate about this type of business. And, you know, Travis came on board, and, you know, we both started learning simultaneously about what it takes to be an agent and learning the ins and outs of the business. And, you know, just getting first-hand experience there at Sports Management Worldwide, and just it started becoming bigger and bigger every day, and learned the ins and outs of recruiting, you know, player evaluation, you know, communication with teams, how that works, and it just started snowballing from there.
So more than anything, it's hands-on experience. You're not really looking for a lot of in-class material, homework, and stuff like that. It's mainly you go out there and you basically experience it for yourself, right?
Yeah. I mean, there's sports law classes at universities, but there's nothing that can really experience you, can give you the experience of sports agency until you're actually in it. You know, we've been certified for 2 years now, and there's a lot of studying that went into taking the NFL agent exam in D.C. because you have to fly out to D.C. and take the test and study, and there's a lot that goes into that. But, you know, we have 7 years of agency experience in total, and, you know, so that even in that 5 years leading up to it, both of us were lucky enough to get a lot of firsthand experience and knowledge.
Yeah, I mean, starting really in the business so young, what we were 21 roughly, when it had finally all come together. Shane was actually interning there, and after just me being frustrated one night venting, and he decided to say, hey, what do you think about being an agent? And it's like, I really didn't have any better plans than that, so sure, let's do it. And
wow,
it was one of those things that kind of stuck, and you know, he's driven me down this path with him, and it's been a blessing and a journey, and you know, we've learned so much over the years. It's really, you know, like you said, it's about just diving into it. I mean, you can read, you can research, you can learn so much. But when it comes down to it, being in it and doing it is the best way to learn, as is with anything. You know, life, business, you know, the best tool is experience. And, you know, that's kind of where we're at now, where we've come to be. And led us to the journey of this year, which has been another fun experience, and different than any year before, which always seems to be the case.
No doubt. How huge is athlete relations when it comes to sports agency?
In what sense?
Like, as far as, you know, you basically befriending some of these athletes that you end up signing or representing.
Tough question. There's a whole different kind of category in terms of, you know, relationships you build with athletes. Obviously, in starting the process with recruiting, everything's really cold. You know, they don't know you. You don't know them. Everyone has kind of a misconception of what the world of agency and kind of sports agents is. You know, you see shows like Ballers, and it's all glam. Everything's glam. It's great.
Sure.
You know, the struggles they have are at the highest level, talking millions of dollars. And then you actually get in the business and you're like, oh my God, this is tough. It's hard to get in touch with people. It's hard to, you know, build your contacts and your database and, you know, get out there and meet people. It's always a new experience, but really that's kind of one of the driving factors, at least for myself. And I think Shane would probably echo what I'm saying, but yeah, you know,
go ahead. Sorry.
I was just gonna say it's enjoyable. You know, you get out there on the road, you're meeting parents, talking to players, and you're really experiencing other people's experiences from just getting to know them, and you start building these foundations and these relationships, and you start to really care for the other person and the people you're working with, and not because you're working with them, but you get to know them on a personal level. I mean, everybody sees all the players in the media and have oftentimes, you know, a big misconception of, you know, who these guys are. But, you know, as an agent, you're with them day to day. You know them as a person, not just a player on the field. You know, you want these guys to be successful, not just because you're working with them, but because you value them. You have an emotional attachment to them. You've built a bond and a friendship. And I think that's actually one of the best parts about the business. What about you, Shane?
Yeah, I mean, sports agencies, you know, it's a strange business because, you know, when we make that first call to, you know, a parent of a player or a player themselves, it's brand new communication, and the ultimate goal is, you know, we want to make sure that we build that level of trust and comfort over a short period of time, and you know, we're tasked with that responsibility of, you know, helping a player achieve their lifelong dream of playing in the NFL. So it's, you know, there's a lot there, and we definitely want to make sure that we're doing everything, you know, that we can to build that trust and that comfort level when we're talking with family members and players themselves, and making sure they know when they sign with us that they're making the right choice.
Sure. So you guys, obviously a big part of your job goes into, you know, signing players on, getting them, you know, on board with your agency. But, you know, obviously after they sign on, a big part of it is now retention. So how do you work with your athletes to keep them happy?
Just keep it. You got to keep everything that you say in the recruiting process. I mean, you're making promises, and you got to keep every promise that you say. So, I mean, whether that's training, whether that's, you know, your level of communication with teams, you got to be consistent with that, because you know, that's at the end of the day, the thing that a player and an agent have between each other is trust, and that's the one thing that we always. That's our main focal point, is, you know, maintaining that level of trust between us and a player.
Are you guys able to kind of hook your players up with different stuff? I know I saw a thing where you guys were actually giving some of your athletes like purple mattresses, like the boxed mattress and things like that. Do you guys do more stuff like that?
Yeah, that's actually, we got a media guy. He's got all these connections. He's a great dude. His name is Ross Jones. And, you know, he's tied in. He's one of those guys, you know, he's going to go to work and grind for our players and, you know, assist us. Actually, Casper Mattress, he has a relationship with them. They are awesome. They sent our guys, you know, mattresses, pillows, sheets, you know, so it's been huge. And that's another part of the process, is, you know, working on connections, sponsorships. Fortunately, you know, we have a team member who's been doing that for a long time, and, you know, working with him makes it easier because it helps us. And, you know, we're doing the exact same things, and, you know, just, we really kind of piece about it is just put the right team around yourself, make yourself successful. And, you know, we feel that that's kind of the direction we're headed in.
What would you guys say would be the three main components of being successful in your field?
Man, that's a really good question. Ooh, I would say one, being honest, two, being proactive, rather than reactive. You want to make sure that you're doing something every day to, advance your client and their best interest. And three, I would say it's as simple as just being there throughout the entire process. When that phone rings, you know, they're just being available, being there for the client, their family members, being able to answer questions, and being able to just establish a secure relationship with them.
Yeah, I would say pretty spot on there. I totally agree with the, you know, got to be trusting and honest. That's going to be the most important thing to develop those relationships. So you also have to have understanding of what scouts are looking for in a player, because, you know, if you're not able to scout yourself as an agent, you're going to run into some big trouble when it comes time to get your player on a team. And then really just dedication and belief in the process, because, you know, if you don't believe that you can make it happen, then you're not going to do the right things to actually make your work come true, make it happen. So, you know, or for myself, you know, I really believe in the activity breeds activity. I believe that if I do the right activities and I do it enough times, it's going to come true. And I would say those are kind of, you know, my three things that are most important when it comes to this world of agency.
For sure. Absolutely. Okay. So the really wise words there. What would you guys say is the best feeling as an agent, like maybe signing or on-field success, maybe the draft? What would you say is just like the exhale moment, like, yes, we did it?
I mean, telling a player that, you know, that your dream is come true, that they've made a team, whether that's right after the draft, that, you know, they're signing with a team, whether it's, you know, actually being drafted or signing with a team in priority free agency. And, you know, just telling them that, like, hey, this hard work has paid off. You've done so much all these years, and now you finally achieved the highest level. And, yeah, that's pretty satisfying.
I think even more so for myself is when you have a player, you know, say something to you like we did it, in a sense. You know, obviously they're out there, they're the ones who have been athletically preparing for this their whole life. They've you know, they're going to work every day, and you know, that's what we're doing too. We're trying to exercise and exercise their opportunity with teams, in a sense of, you know, gain them exposure. And, you know, it's a great feeling when you're working with a guy and they get that opportunity and they come back and they say, hey, I love working with you. I appreciate working with you. You know, we're going to do great things together. I think that's one of the most gratifying things about the business.
All right. So I know this might be a tough question and I've hit you with a couple, so I'm sorry about that. But can you guys tell me, and I know it changes
all the time. It's a good thing.
I know it changes all the time. But what's the day in the life of a sports agent, give or take, look like?
How much time do you have?
Right?
I would say it's seasonal. You know, it's different activities at different parts of the year. I guess starting at the beginning of the calendar year, I guess let's start at the beginning of the football season. So beginning of the season, kind of that August timeline, you know, at that point as an agent, doing a lot of scouting. A lot of, you know, just calling players, getting in touch with families, and really, you know, trying to track in your guys, the guys that you want to go after, you want to recruit. And that basically lasts all the way till December. Once you kind of hit the end of season mark, roughly late November, anywhere to, you know, early January, when players are eligible to start signing with agents once their college career has expired. Essentially, that it's kind of a transition point. That's where you're signing players, getting really your team together. Who's going to be your recruiting class? Who's going to be your draft class for that year? And, you know, where are all the chips falling? At that point, it really shifts towards, okay, let's get these guys to training. Let's really manage, you know, where they're going to go, where they need to be, get them what they need to have, make sure they're prepared to go train for the next 10 to 12 weeks before, you know, pro days and kind of draft prep. You know, when it comes to that point too, on the back end as an agent, you know, we're also trying to connect those teams, you know, figure out the feedback for all our guys. You know, what do our guys need in terms of improvements? What are scouts think their strengths and weaknesses are? And, you know, we take that, try and give that type of feedback to the players so they can work on that with the training. And then, you know, once kind of get to this time of year, that April, May, it's all about, you know, leveraging contacts and connecting with teams and trying to map out where your players are going to go that draft weekend. And once that happens, everything's kind of on the table. Get your players with the team, and from that point, it's simply just client management and working with the team to, you know, secure that player in. And you start building, basically building your resume for next year when you're going back out and recruiting once again. So, Shane, I don't know if did you have anything to add to that?
No, you pretty much covered it, man. You took us through the whole year and bullet pointed it all.
Well done.
Seems a lot quicker than it feels.
Well, but I guess if I was to add to that, like, what a typical day, you know, especially during this time leading up to the draft, you know, we're getting calls from teams. We're sending calls out, calls, emails from teams. Like Travis said, we want to paint that picture of interest. So we know what teams are interested, what team could possibly be drafting a client, or where a player might be going in priority free agency. You know, we want to make sure that we know exactly what's going to happen on that, you know, on those days during the draft. And just, you know, a lot of time on the phone. That's where our day is spent right now. And just keeping those contacts with teams and making sure that when it comes time for a team to make a decision, it comes time for us to make a decision, that we're on the same page.
So speaking of your phone, because I know you definitely are on it quite a bit. You're always trying to actively, you know, communicate with your players and things like that. How much do you stress to your athletes the importance of social media and just being smart on it?
Oh man, it's huge, because I mean, we had a player, you know, I'll give you an example. There's a player last year that was signing with a team, and there's a picture that was, you know, there's a picture posted of him signing a contract, but teams have relationships with local media, and, you know, they want to keep things quiet for a certain amount of time. You can't go out as an agent. You don't want to be the agent that blabs to the media about something that just happened. And so, sure. It's huge. So social media, I mean, and teams can terminate a contract based on that. So you got to be, because not every guy's Antonio Bryant, can't Facebook Live inside the locker room and expect to get away with it.
Right.
So, you know, so you definitely have to make sure that you use discretion. And, you know, and thankfully for, you know, for us, a lot of the guys this year that, you know, we've been working with have been, you know, they like social media, but they, you know, they don't feel the need to post something all the time. So they don't hop right on that. So that's good. That's good for, as agents, you like a quiet social media player for the time being, especially during this time.
So I got to know, because I know I was talking to Travis throughout this process a little bit, but how insane is pro day? Like, how much traveling is involved in that? How much, you know, just everything is involved in that?
You know, you could be on flights for 3-4 straight days, just going from one pro day to another. I know Travis drove from Portland to Eastern Washington to Portland to Idaho to Eastern Washington to University of Washington, then back down to Portland.
Wow.
Yeah, it was a long stretch of days.
and he did that in like 3 days. And so, and to put that in perspective, that's about, you know, almost 24 hours of drive time. Jeez. He's putting in. So, I mean, it's a lot of time that can be spent. And, you know, we spend a lot of our time in airports, especially too, you know, making sure that we want to get everywhere on time and, you know, make sure that, you know, we're there for our client, whether it's a pro day or, you know, their last game especially. You know, we went to a couple bowl games this year too as well. So, you know, we spent a lot of time traveling around.
How does the agency as a whole work together? Because I know that you guys have your individual athletes, but then, you know, as an agency, you guys have to work together. How does that even go?
So in terms of our agency, you know, it'd be hard to speak for another agency. Everyone can have some differences. But, you know, we got a team of agents, and then also we have kind of a team of support people. So like I said, our media guy, Ross, who's actually, you know, working his way to be an agent as well. And then we have four different agents on the team, myself, Shane, a gentleman by the name of Ray Hija, and then kind of the founder of MGA, Mark Hannis, as well. So that's kind of how our team's structured. And essentially, when it comes to players, we all have our separate guys that we recruited. And then at times we'll have guys that we recruit together. But really, we consider everybody to be part of the team. So, you know, just because I sign a guy doesn't mean Shane or Ray or Mark isn't going to be working with them. Everybody's going to be working together because, you know, the more minds, the more brain power you have working towards a common goal, the better you're going to be. So, you know, we always stress that you have a lead agent, and that's the guy you can go to for any of your questions. That's where the teams are going to go to primarily. But everyone else is there to play sport. So, you know, if you can't get a hold of me, you can call Shane. If you can't get a hold of Shane, you can call Ray, so on and so forth. And we just, you know, we stress that really just kind of like a family relationship. You know, we're all here to grow and support each other and, you know, strive for the best out of everybody.
Do you guys work remotely, or do you have a central location? You guys meet up, you guys have offices all in one building?
So our headquarters is based out of Las Vegas, but Travis and I work remotely out of Portland.
Okay, very cool. So I got to know, this is a fun one for me, but what are some of the biggest names you've come across in your career?
Oh, man. You know, we... in terms of like who we've recruited?
Yeah. Recruited or signed or even just came in contact with.
Oh man. You know, we've been lucky to meet so many people, you know, a lot of people, up in the Pacific Northwest here, especially, there's been, you know, this year, you know, we recruited a couple, players that were potential first round picks. They'll be there on the 26th. You know, we, as agents too, every year when we're in Indianapolis, you know, we always have, you know, a lot of, opportunities to meet, players that attend those seminars, conferences, other agents like, you know, Lee Steinberg and, guys like that. They're, you know, beacons in this industry, especially, but, you know, you go out and you meet all these coaches from different teams and, you guys, a lot of people look up to, and just especially a lot of rookies this year. So, I mean, Travis, I mean, he'll be the guy for you.
Guy for me. Let's see. I would probably say in terms, what are we talking here? In terms of, you know, the most enjoyable one that we've kind of met or most surprising along that timeline.
Let's do both.
Both. Okay. So I would say, kind of when it comes to, you know, most surprising guy to meet unexpectedly, I guess, I would say it's probably was Lee Steinberg, and that was a few years ago. And really it was when I was early on in the business. And, you know, I had read his book, so I knew who he was, and it was interesting. Being part of the same business that he's in, you know, reading it as an outside perspective and then being in the business yourself, it was really cool to kind of be like, oh wow, you know, I read this, I had a lot of appreciation and really admired a lot of the things he did, and, you know, to be able to be in the same seat in the same room and be really part of the business that, you know, I learned about and I really really wanted to be into. I thought that was probably one of the cooler moments for myself. And then in terms of, I would say, most entertaining of people I've come across in the time of being in the business, that is a tough one. I would probably have to go Brian Sandifer. He's a guy this year who was actually in the draft class, not part of our team, but he's a kid that was training, you know, with all our guys. And he was just a funny character, one of those guys that, you know, makes you laugh. And says things that are just unexpected. You're not ready for it. But you know, those type of people I like to meet and I always like to be around. Just, you know, somebody who's going to surprise me that I can't really read and I can't expect what's coming out of their mouth the next second. So.
Yeah. And we, you know, we've been lucky enough to, you know, some players that this year that we talked to, I mean, guys like, you know, Ryan Hall out of Oregon State, Isaiah Oliver out of Colorado, guys like that, you know, even though at the end of the day, they may not have chosen to go with us, but they went with, they were great, you know, their families and they themselves are good people. So, you know, we've had an opportunity to meet a lot of people, over the years in this business. So it's been a lot of fun from that standpoint.
What are the next moves for MGA Agency and you guys yourselves?
Man, I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, keeping the head down, keeping the blinders on, and continue to do what we do. You know, we're and as far as agency is concerned, we're a younger agency. But we've made a lot of positive next steps. We got a lot of experience on our team, and you know, we've dealt a lot with priority free agency, a lot in the Canadian Football League especially. But you know, the ultimate goal for any agent is to have multiple draft picks each year, and you know, get players on 53-man rosters that are productive on the field, and you know, being able to grow your agency that way. So that's our main goal.
I would agree. I, you know, we all came from different backgrounds, worked for old past agencies we've worked for. And, you know, when we all kind of joined MGA, beginning of this year, the agencies was around for what, 2 years before us. So it was a newer agency. And, you know, we were fortunate enough to, start working with them this year. And I would say, you know, the goal, for us is exactly what Shane said, you know, getting a draft pick for MGA, because you know that's something that hasn't yet happened for this company, and you know, we're excited to make it come true. So it's a fun journey. You know, it's always fun when you're starting out with a newer, younger company, especially when you get out of what can be almost monotonous at other businesses. It's always nice to have something fresh and new, and you know, really build your own. That's one of the best things, I think. The most enjoyable things I would say about working with MGA is, you know, the newness of it. It's the fact that, you know, what we do today is going to create our future. So that's really what we're aiming to do.
Awesome. Guys, you have been fantastic. All Sports Best is sponsored by Kaleidoscope's Ice Cream and More, Constructors Inc., Albertson's Market, Bowen Insurance, and Fashion Eyeworks. Travis, Shane, do you have any advice that you would like to give somebody that maybe wants to, you know, go into sports agency or something along those lines?
I would say the biggest thing is patience. Don't try to rush it too fast. Go out and network, meet as many people as you can meet that are involved in the business, and not just sports agency, whether that's scouting, journalism, whatever it may be. If you want to work in sports, you just got to get out there and start looking people in the eye and shaking hands, and can't be afraid to introduce yourself.
And Travis?
I, you know, I would pretty much say the same thing. You know, persistence is key. The business is not an easy business. There's a lot that goes into it that doesn't necessarily meet the eye, especially from an outside looking in. Once you get in, it's a whole different ballgame. But it's very rewarding, because it's something that, you know, you have to build, you have to work. And, you know, everything that you do is going to be reflected. And it's, you know, I would say just be persistent and trust yourself. I mean, the majority of people, when they're pushing themselves and they're trying to make something come true, you know, when they quit, it's probably right before their success. If they just hold on for a little bit longer, they'd make it. And, you know, that's really the key to this business, is keep going. Just when you think it's hard and you're not going to get through, you know, that's when you need to push the hardest, because that's what's going to make the difference, and that's when you're going to break through. So I would say really that's would be my best advice. And for anybody looking to get into the business and who wants to, you know, learn, I would say check out Sports Management Worldwide, smww.com. They were the guys that we learned from. They have a lot of great resources for helping young people trying to break into this world of sports, really in all facets.
Guys, thank you so much. I appreciate the advice as well. It's always nice, fresh look at things. Do you guys have any shout-outs before we go?
To all our guys that are going to be going through the draft process next week, you know, we wish the best for them, and we're working hard for you.
Everybody, keep tabs on Larry Rose III, Andrew Kirkland out of UW, Jacob Sannon, Idaho. You know, those are our guys, and we're going to be fighting for them throughout these next few weeks. Well, we're going to be fighting for them forever since we're working with them. But, you know, these next few weeks are going to be really important, and, you know, we're hoping good things.
Guys, I want to wish you both the best of luck here in the upcoming draft, and hopefully we'll talk soon on success.
Hey, I like that idea. Let's make it happen.